This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio program, which finds its way into podcast form every day as well at DJV Show at, DJVshow.com. On demand, as it were. So I'm going to demand Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara pay attention to details. Matter of fact, Jennifer is going to update us on the details of that crash, the terrorist incident in England that took place earlier this week. What do you think? What do you know?
Well, we know now what the guy's name is that perpetrated the crime, allegedly. The suspect in the car ramming outside of Parliament, which is being treated as a terror incident, has been named as Sully Qatar, according to British media reports. He is 29, a British citizen, but he is originally from Sudan. According to the BBC, he was being questioned by authorities in South London on suspicion of preparing an act of terror. And according to the Press Association, a Facebook page for a man of the same name says he lives in Birmingham, works as a shop manager, and has studied at Sudan University of Science and Technology. If you missed it, a car plowed into cyclists and crashed outside of Parliament on Tuesday. Two people were hospitalized. One person was released, according to Scotland Yard. A woman also being treated for serious injuries, but they were non-life-threatening. So that's the good news. The BBC reported that the suspect wasn't believed to be on the M15, easy for me to say, or counterterrorism police radar. He was known to local police, so he wasn't on. He wasn't being looked at by the feds, essentially, by that. But he was known by local police in his area. There's no motive, so they're looking right now to see if exactly what was going on. And apparently, he wasn't cooperating right off the bat with authorities.
Got a big problem in England. I'm confused. I'm with you there, Jennifer. Is it MI5 or MI6? Because I hear, but what's MI6?
Well, they have MI6 is
that just James Bond? What is MI6?
That's what you hear about in James Bond movies.
Yeah, but I think MI6 is that's Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah, I guess MI5 is the security service and MI6 is the secret security service. Yeah. So they do the more secret stuff that we don't know.
So MI7 would be the secret secret?
So James Bond secret is, service? That's right. That's why James Bond is in MI6, because he's a spy.
He's the MI8, the secret, secret, secret.
That's the secret service.
Super, MI9, super, Zebra. You understand what I'm
saying. In any case, we now know who the guy is.
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's that story. Meanwhile, some interesting travel news, things to keep in mind. Did you know that a single personal electronic device that is capable of overheating could catch fire in checked luggage on an airliner, could overpower the aircraft's fire suppression system, potentially creating a fire that could rage uncontrolled? According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the first thought was that single lithium battery fires would be knocked down by the flame retardant gas required in the cargo holds of airliners. But apparently this summer, the FAA has been conducting tests, and they found out that the suppression systems can't actually extinguish a battery fire that combines with other highly flammable material, like gas in an aerosol can. You know, if you have some deodorant that you spray into your arm, my deodorant comes in a gas can. That stuff, commonly carried by travelers, blows up, could cause an issue that would compromise. I love the way they put this. This is government speak. They don't say it could blow up the aircraft. It could compromise the aircraft. Really? It could blow up the aircraft. Come on. Anyway, that's something. I don't know. What do you do about it? It's just, I don't even know. Now, think about it. Why do we want
to
know stuff like that? What do you do with that? Yeah. Of what value is it? All right. So here's some gossip then. You ready for travel gossip?
Sure. Travel gossip. I love gossip.
Has anybody ever flown WestJet? It's a budget airline from Canada. Yeah. They fly.
I have, actually, and I had a great experience flying WestJet.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Lenore Harem didn't. She was traveling from Calgary to Saskatoon, wherever the hell that is.
Saskatchewan.
No, that's not what it is. No, it's Saskatoon.
Saskatoon is definitely the right
anyway,
answer then.
She was on, right. Anyway, she was on this flight, and the flight attendant, for whatever the reason, felt like she ought to out Miss Harem, who was formerly a man. And so the airline has gone public this week with an apology to make this woman feel better. Actually, I don't know if they did it to make her feel better, because she could sue the hell out of them. And so the woman's ID shows her as a man, but she's had her operation, and the person on the plane, or whoever it was that was at the gate, got upset because her picture didn't match. And they said, what's the problem here? And so the passenger explained that she'd had a transplantation?
Gender reassignment surgery.
Transplantation, yes.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Anyway, she hasn't had a chance to get a new ID. So when she was getting on the plane, about 10 minutes later, the agents approached her and asked her to see her ID again. She said something like, oh, that's not the name I remember seeing on the computer when I looked at it. She started spouting off different names, and they weren't hers. And then the agent rolled her eyes at her. Are you sure it wasn't your girl name that was on the computer? She said.
Wow.
How ignorant do you have to be to pull a stunt like that? So anyway, WestJet is...
Okay. But go through the circumstances again. Everybody knows you need an ID with your name on it to fly.
I have no problem with that, Jennifer, whatsoever. It's the attitude. It's this, oh, you disgusting pig. You had a change of sex operation. That's okay. Kind of what comes out of it. I agree
that.
With you. Yeah.
But why? I think there's a little bit of wrong on both sides to be had here.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go through the surgery, make the complete change, get your ID, live that person. If you want to be something else, live that person. Don't expect everybody else to make changes for you.
I agree with that. Yeah, that I agree.
And the airport workers should learn how to treat people with respect, but I don't know. I feel like there's obviously it's easy. Yeah, it's easy to just jump on this airplane worker, but what would we rather do? So, have someone getting on the plane without being properly vetted? I wouldn't.
It's an attitude of I'm rolling my eyeballs because you obviously have had something done. All right, tell me what you think about this then. We'll put that aside for a moment. Manager at a Staples store in North Carolina fired yesterday after a pregnant woman shopping there was confronted about what she was concealing beneath her shirt. Cheryl Bates paying for school supplies when the store manager suspected she was shoplifting. She called the police officer, asked Bates to step aside and explain what was under her shirt.
Oh, my God.
She said, I thought he was joking, so my response was twins. And that's apparently what she has cooking underneath her shirt. But this moron in the store, or is that something that's understandable too, Jennifer? And I don't mean that, I'm not taking the shot at you, but
this kid just needs to go back to health class and learn a little bit.
She's 34 weeks pregnant, has a boy and a girl cooking in the oven, and the store manager didn't believe her. So she lifted up her shirt to expose her belly.
Yeah, I said at least for her it's easy to prove, but not something you should have to do in the middle of a store.
Here's the statement from Staples. On Friday at our Pineville location, a Staples manager mistakenly assumed a customer was shoplifting, reported this assumption to a police officer. Police officer questioned the customer, quickly confirmed there was no theft. Based on the outcome, Staples issued a full refund to the customer. Staples has since conducted a full investigation into the matter, determined the manager in question did not follow correct protocol, also failed to adhere to our existing policy on how to interact with our customers. As a result of this finding, the manager has been terminated. I just you can't help but laugh at stuff like that. I don't know. I think you need to laugh at it.
And even I guarantee you that guy will never do that again, ever.
No, of course not. And then the other back to travel news, those of you who are going to Gay Paris later on this year, you'd be happy to know that there will be public urinals, open-air urinals for you to use, eco-friendly open-air urinals.
It's called a
tree. How about that? Yeah, why do people get so upset? This is something we do on the farm all the time.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
This is not just on the farm. This is right outside Notre Dame. And this is these are public urinals. I saw some pictures of them. And it has, like, some hay on the top. And it's just, but there's nothing covering anybody.
Yeah, so despite what guys think, not everyone wants to see their junk out all the time in public. It's just... not a thing most people are
And these are right
in.
Out on the street. They're not in any type of private area.
Ever been to Notre Dame? Have you ever been to Notre Dame?
Yeah,
I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very public. There's not, every inch around it is occupied with some building
or
some
activity.
Yeah,
there's a big open square right next to it, so I don't really want to see people peeing right there. Kind of takes away from, I don't know, the reverence
for
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
However, I was in Amsterdam in 2009, and they have public urinals in Amsterdam. And
yeah, it's a whole different thing.
World. But
yeah, it is a much different world there. All right, well, again, those of you traveling to Gay Paris, help yourself, have some fun. It's 18 after the hour on the DJV show.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more. Like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief, available in the store near you.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies, see store for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Music time on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying, as we get started, what you think is Fleetwood Mac. Well, because this is an important part of the Fleetwood Mac coincidency. No, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think all these people found themselves because they were supposed to. And included in the group on Fleetwood Mac, Lindsey Buckingham, who has announced a 3-disc set of his solo career entitled Solo Anthology, The Best of Lindsey Buckingham. How clever and creative that name is.
What a title.
Very exciting. Comes out October 5th. He'll be embarking on a solo North American tour this fall, kicking off in Portland, Oregon, October 7th, closing out December 9th in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. His solo anthology highlighting his career as a 3-time Grammy-winning musician, released as a 3-disc set on CD and digital, along with a 6-LP vinyl release that's coming out in November, just in time for Christmas. What a coincidence!
Perfect.
Studio recordings, live cuts, Jennifer, alternate versions of songs from solo albums, and collaborative works are also going to be featured, including soundtrack cuts from National Lampoon's Vacation and Time Bomb Town from Back to the Future. Live versions of Fleetwood Mac's Tusk and Go Your Own Way round out the album. 2 brand new releases, Hunger and Ride the Road, will debut. So is he singing Tusk by himself, or is Fleetwood Mac in there, and do they have to get a piece of the action?
It's a good question. I don't know. He's one of the writers, or maybe he... Yeah, I don't know.
So he separated himself, though, from them, because he said he wasn't going on there.
He says he was fired.
North American tour. Yeah, but he was fired because he didn't want to rehearse, right? He didn't want to go out when they were going to go out.
Yeah, he didn't want to go on tour until 2019, I think.
Yeah. That's what Stevie Nicks said. Because obviously he already had his own tour planned for starting this fall, so they had to just move on without him.
Mm-hmm. Tickets for the North American tour for Lindsey Buckingham on sale this Saturday. Every ticket purchased online includes a CD or a digital copy of the single disc version of the new anthology. Solo Anthology, The Best of Lindsey Buckingham, available for pre-order now. Wowie, wowie. Ain't that swell? Okay. I like Fleetwood Mac. I've never been. I like Stevie Nicks. Never been a Lindsey Buckingham fan. one where...
I like him in the context of Fleetwood.
Yeah,
I saw
that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
We saw them like 2 years ago and with Stevie and with Lindsey Buckingham, and they were just phenomenal. Yeah. But it's a little of him goes a long way. He talks incessantly throughout the show.
Yeah.
Like, he has to explain every song, and he loves to hear his own voice. So maybe without him, they'll actually get some more of the hits. I don't know.
Maybe. Hits just keep on coming. Speaking of that, the new Kids on the Block, Jen.
Love
returning
them.
To the Apollo Theater. Special show at the Apollo in celebration of the 30th anniversary of their breakout album, Hanging Tough.
Wow.
Boy band on stage there October 7th for the first time since their career-defining performance at the Apollo on Amateur Night.
Oh, you got to go see them. They do such a good show.
Yeah.
I never knew that's how they got started. The Apollo. Never knew that.
I didn't either, actually. So, who is in the group again, Jennifer?
Oh, come on. Donnie Wahlberg. You like him.
I know that, but I'm talking about Jordan, some of the others.
Jordan and Jonathan Knight, Joey McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
None of it ringing a bell for you?
They're all from
Joey
Boston.
McIntyre. Yeah, they are all Boston group. Yeah, it's very interesting how... I think what amuses me about them is their age at the moment. They're not exactly
What's
new
so
kids
funny about that?
On the
What are they, like mid-40s?
Late 40s? At least.
What are they?
Yeah.
They're about mid-40s, I'd say.
Yeah, right.
I think Donnie's the oldest, right?
He is. He's like 47, 48, something like that.
Probably the most accomplished of all of them in terms of people recognizing him. So anyway, that's good. Fan club presale starts for the show at the Apollo on August 16th.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are the automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota may stop importing certain models if the government imposes tariffs on foreign cars. Tariffs could add 10 to 25% on the cost of a new car. Toyota's reaction may be to increase the price of new cars to cover the cost or just stop importing some models that don't make sense. So what Toyota cars are built outside the US? The RAV4, the Prius Range, CHR, Land Cruiser, Mirai, 4Runner, and the entire Lexus lineup. They could all be subject to price hikes or cancellations. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The Environmental Protection Agency recently proposed setting a national standard for vehicle emissions for the first time since 1970. It could lead to substantial savings for car buyers and even save lives. Under rules proposed by the EPA, California would be prohibited from setting fuel economy standards that are different than the national standards. The average fuel economy level would rise to 37 miles per gallon by 2020, but then stay there through 2026. Let's be fair, we all want clean air. By setting a national fuel economy level like this, the increase in the amount of carbon dioxide in the air would be so small, it would be measured in the 10,000ths of 1% range, according to one study. So, the impact on the climate would be essentially zero. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that this fuel economy standard could save 12,700 lives because there wouldn't be as many small cars on the road. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump followed through on his threat to revoke the security clearance for former CIA Director John Brennan after he said some things on Twitter he didn't like. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reading from the president's statement.
I've decided to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Brennan has been a vocal critic of the president. The White House says it's reviewing the clearance for other officials as well. Former government officials often retain security clearances so they can advise their successors. Sanders said the administration was reviewing the clearances of several other former Obama administration officials, as well as Bruce Orr, a Justice Department attorney who was in contact with a former British spy claiming to have dirt on the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
About 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug, me, Jennifer, her, Victoria, her, and Kara, her. We've been practicing our singing, and we've come up with a new tune. Oh, Morosa. Oh, Morosa. I said Amorosa, and I was corrected because it begins with an O and not an A. So,
well, no, that was not the correction. The correction was you said Amoroso, and so it's Amorosa.
I did?
Yeah.
Huh. I got the vowels besmixed.
Right.
The A
right.
Before the O, and the O should be before the A. How about that? O M A R O S A. Oh, Morosa. Oh, Morosa. All right, so.
A lot of people saying her name lately.
Yes, they are, Victoria. And would you please continue by doing that and telling us a little about what is going on with Her Highness?
I will say her name once again. Omarosa is now she's now the subject of legal action again from the Trump campaign. They say that she had a non-disclosure agreement that she signed in 2016, and that with all of this stuff that she's releasing, the tapes and talking about everything that's in her book, Unhinged, they say that she is in breach of that And they actually released part of the clause in they actually senior officials on the 2016 Trump campaign released the part of the NDA, and so it looks like a typical non-disclosure agreement. All of us have signed them before, but it's, you know, if it holds up, the difference will be this was during the Trump campaign, and she was fired when she was a White House employee. If she signed a different NDA, I think it's going to come down probably to splitting hairs over which NDA gets to be upheld. And I don't think she signed one as a White House employee. A lot of the other White House employees have said that some have said they did sign them in high security, if they have high security clearance, and other employees say that they never were asked to sign one.
Okay.
So that's so really what it's going to come down to, I think.
Let's try to figure this out, because for me, I think that she's not very smart. This is a one-way trip to nowhere. She may come out of it with some sort of, acknowledgement, his attention given to her, she sells a book or something. But after that, who touches somebody like this?
Yeah, but where was she anyway? She's got nowhere. This is a last-ditch effort. This is her Hail Mary. She's got nowhere. Where else is she going to go?
I'm going to disagree, because I learned a little something about Omarosa yesterday. I think the story here, we're all talking about what Trump said, what Trump didn't say, what she did, what her book's all about, all of this stuff. The story for me is the longevity of Omarosa.
Yeah, she's been around a long time.
She's not only just a reality star. Everybody writes her off and says that she's just a reality star. And I've heard a lot of people, including myself, go, okay, what was Trump thinking in trying to hire her? And the answer to my own question is, well, he needed a black female when he was a candidate, and she, I don't even know if he even had to ask her. She kind of jumped in and started acting as a surrogate, and so I think he felt like he was needing to be loyal to her and gave her this job. But you know, this is not the first time that Omarosa worked in the White House.
Yeah, she worked for Clinton.
She worked for Clinton in Al Gore's office.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah, she worked in Al Gore's office, and then before Al Gore's office, she were actually after Al Gore's office, because nobody liked her there. They transferred her around to the secretary. She worked in the Commerce Department, right under the Undersecretary of Commerce. So this woman.
So how'd she get connected to Trump?
From the Apprentice.
So how'd she get into that? Well, what was her celebrity status that got her into
being... Well, no, it wasn't Celebrity Apprentice. She was just on The Apprentice.
How did she get even into that?
Well, because they're business
people. She tried out.
Yeah, she auditioned. And when you have the White House on your resume, of course that makes it look like you're more of a serious candidate to be his apprentice. But the thing is, though, on Big Brother, and this is where it all goes back to Big Brother, she was on Celebrity Big Brother in, I guess it was like January, February, earlier this year.
Yeah, this past year, yep.
And I was the only loser who watched Celebrity Big Brother After Dark, where it's after the show is over, and it's basically them just sitting in the house talking, and she and Ross Matthews, she told the entire story, and it's probably all in her book, about how she didn't like working for Al Gore. She told the whole story about all of that, and she didn't really think that she was, you know, in the right position, and then she moved to the Commerce Department, and then she was working on Hillary's campaign, and the campaign mistreated her so badly, and a bunch of other people, that they all actually left the Hillary campaign. Trump called at that same time, and so that's when she changed loyalties and said, well, I've been working for the Hillary campaign for a long time. I haven't been promised a job if she wins. So Trump calls up and says, hey, I want you to come and work for me. And she said to her it was a no-brainer, and then all of a sudden she became his big cheerleader, and everyone's going to bow down before Mr. Trump. That's like her exact quote. And so that's how she flipped. So it's not surprising that she's flipping on him now, because that's all she does. She has no loyalty. She's in it for number one, and that's it.
I always saw she was a creep. I thought she was a creep then. I think she's a creep now.
If you look at Wikipedia, it says political party preference. It's the Democratic Party all the way up until 2015. And then 2015 to present, it says political affiliation Republican Party.
Yes,
she flipped. No matter, yeah.
Yeah.
It's self-serving. Well, people like that do make it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is a trip to somewhere else. She's seemingly landed on her feet after she gets booted.
She's a survivor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, now she's married to some preacher, and so Pastor somebody, whatever, Pastor Newman, that's all she ever keeps talking about. So I'm sure once this book is over, I don't know that she'll be in politics anymore, because who would want to touch her? But, you know, she'll become like the new Joel Osteen and his wife. Yeah. She'll be the new Tammy Faye. Yeah.
There you go. All right, speaking of religion, there's a report out this week internal documents from six dioceses, Catholic dioceses in Pennsylvania, showing that more than 300 predator priests have been accused of sexually abusing more than 1,000 children. 300 priests in Pennsylvania, sexual abuse aimed at over 1,000 children. The grand jury cites in their report, quote, "We believe that the real number of children whose records were lost or who were afraid to come forward is actually in the thousands. Priests were raping boys and girls, and the men of God who were responsible for them not only did nothing, they hid it all for decades. Monsignors, bishops, archbishops, cardinals have been protecting these priests, some of them including those named in a report that is basically the subject of this focus, have been promoted within the church. Until the changes take place, the Catholic Church..." I could go on and read the rest of this and tell you what. This is the damnedest thing.
This is proof of more of the same.
It's just more of these bastards getting away with stuff. It's like the it's like the athletes in school. Then we were talking about this. This has been a theme off and on here. We were just talking about it a while ago. How those of privilege, those with money, those with dance, all these damn jackasses ought to be in jail. Instead, they're hiding behind literally their robes or the robes of these other men who aren't really men. They're chickens, they're cowards, they're whatever you want to think of. This is disgusting. This is one of the things that so turns me off to organized religion, how people, and Jennifer, you and I have great love and admiration and respect for you, and you know that. I don't even have to say it. But when it comes to religion, you're practicing the Catholic faith that you do. I'm sure it does good things for you. But how you can support an organization like this that's so totally over and over and over again in places all across not only this country but all across the world. There are tens of thousands of victims of these bastards who the perversion comes from the, I suppose in a manner of speaking, you can explain it away if you want to, the perversion of having to live an abnormal life of celibacy, which they can't live. For God's sakes, the woman I was married to was a nun, and she was having an affair with a priest, and that's why she left the nunnery.
But a lot of people say that that's not really what, you don't become
well,
a predator because
okay,
you are a
so
predator.
Are they drawn to the Catholic Church?
Yes. My two uncles were molested by priests as young boys in Ireland, and it was a horrific situation. And in Ireland, you know, it's much like in Boston and now in Pennsylvania, where they've had this, you know, the church has had these huge settlements and paid people a ton of money in whatever their hush money, whatever you want to call it. But these priests are not, they're drawn to that. They know that they had these young, vulnerable boys and girls in some instances. They had these young children, and that's, the predators are drawn to prey.
Places of power, yeah.
And
yeah,
they have, it's not,
their power over people.
Right. And they knew they had the support of the higher-ups. They weren't going to get in trouble for it.
What you're upset with is man-made. What I take issue with is when you throw the idea out of organized religion in general, because I think there are a lot of good people who take a lot of comfort from joining together celebrating their faith. And so I think that's what you have to really separate out. And as someone who still identifies as a Catholic, that's what I do. Do I support this? No. Do I think there are so many secrets in the Catholic Church that would curl our hair and we're only finding out the tip of the iceberg? Absolutely. But I also don't think I'm ready to denounce my Catholic faith, because I've seen the good in the community and the church that I belong to.
I've seen the benefits in
my life of having a Catholic education.
Yes.
And so I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to throw
That's not what I'm attacking. I'm attacking the human side of this, that organized commercial industrial religion comes about as a result of people who need some support that they can't get on their own. And that's okay. But God love you, Jennifer. You are a great representation of somebody finding the good here. We all find, I hope, good in things that otherwise might be bad. And yes, there's fabulous things that are done in the name of religion to help people. But this stuff gets in the way of it, and it besmirches. You know the old expression, it only takes 30 seconds to knock down a reputation that takes a lifetime to build. And in this circumstance, I just think it's inexcusable. And it's we talk way too much about it and don't do it. These people should be in jail, for God's sakes. All right,
well, I think
46,
that's the question, yeah. Why aren't 40, they?
Yeah, 47 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Many people use lip balm. It's a practice Dr. Don Davis, a dermatologist at Mayo Clinic, fully supports.
So the application of a lip product, whether that be a gloss or a stick or a swab, is a very positive thing to do for your skin. And we know that using moisturizer with sunscreen on the lips helps decrease the risk of skin cancer to the lips.
But Dr. Davis says sharing your lip product should be off limits.
I would always keep my lip swabs to myself. This swab can be a potential carrier of germs, including potentially a virus.
Dr. Davis says that's because germs and viruses can be spread by fomites or shared cosmetics like this. So the next time a friend or family member reaches for your lip balm,
it is completely polite to say no to sharing cosmetics. I think that we're all in the habit in society of not sharing toothbrushes and utensils without them being clean. And just similarly, we should have this same habit with cosmeceuticals.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select style. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief. Available in the store near you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
To see Paddington. I went to see Winnie the Pooh, or actually the movie's called Christopher Robin, but I hear the music and the animals that bring us into Warren Eckstein's world, and I think about all of the talking and the singing that the animals in that movie. I try to imagine you going to the movies with Denise. How often do you go to the movies, Warren?
Well, let's see. I saw E.T. for the first time about a year and a half ago.
Seriously, man about town, ladies and gentlemen. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show.
Got his finger on the pulse.
Got his finger on the pulse. All right. So a couple of things are going on in the reality of your world. The dogs and drugs department. How people are getting drugs. This is a very disturbing story, so if you don't want to be disturbed for the next 60 seconds, turn your radio off. Warren's going to update us on something that is the visibility of this is horrendous. So anyway, help yourself, Warren.
Yeah, well, you know, veterinarians in Colorado, which is kind of an interesting state to begin with, are concerned that many of their clients may have intentionally hurt their dogs and cats in the hopes of receiving prescription painkillers. This according to a recent survey conducted by a really legitimate organization, the Center for Health, Work, and Environment in the Colorado School of Public Health. Although veterinarians can prescribe many, many powerful drugs just as powerful as for humans, it was never really something that they thought about. But now they're finding that people are legitimately. How does someone legitimately hurt their dog or cat to the point where it needs a painkiller, take it to the vet to get painkillers for themselves and not even give it to the dog? I don't understand it. It makes me crazy. I'm ready to pull my hair out. And these are the type of things. I'm a pretty mellow guy, but these are the type of things that would provoke me into violence to see someone harming a dog so they can get a drug for themselves. I can't believe people are like that, Doug.
We were just talking about this off the air, how crazy the world is and how really nasty some people are. Really and truly. Ay, ay, ay. There's a study out of pet owners which basically concludes that pet owners are happier and wealthier and more fit than people who do not have pets. I'm not sure you're going to argue with that. I think that's
more
pretty
apt to have a college degree as well. More apt to have a college degree, more apt to be happily married, healthier, less stress. I mean, there's no reason in the world that you don't go to the doctor and rather than prescribe opioids, you have to prescribe a schnauzer or a cocker spaniel.
Get a dog.
Make you feel better. Yeah.
Right.
Listen,
exactly.
I deal with a lot of seniors, and I got to tell you, seniors that have a dog are much healthier. They're much better. They got to get out. They got to walk the dog. They got to scoop up after the dog. They have something to relate to. And if they adopt an older dog, they can fetch about their same aches and pains. So it works out perfectly for everyone. So it's really, really important.
So Southwest Airlines has changed its cat-dog policy. So only a cat or a dog will be allowed on flights as verified emotional support animals. Is that okay with you?
You know, I have mixed emotions about it, okay? First of all, there are so many people out there that have fake therapy dogs that it makes it hard for the people that really legitimately need therapy animals to get them. So that's kind of part of the problem. There's got to be a legitimate way that people can fly with their pets back and forth across the country, wherever they're going, in a safe airline. So some airlines got to pick up on this, and maybe they have one flight a week or two flights a week from L.A. to New York or Detroit to Chicago, whatever, where it's a pet flight, where people are not going to complain about having a small pet or any pet on the plane with them. Pets are part of the family, Doug. Listen, we want to travel with them, so it's insane to say, well, that you're not going to take this dog, you're not going to take this cat, but I do understand the airlines, so there should be special flights for pet guy, you know, pet people. I really believe that.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's a good idea?
I do.
I would take
I'm not sure what I'm going to do with Daisy because I haven't traveled in a plane with her yet, back and forth to California. I haven't quite figured out how to do that this year yet. But I know with Charlotte, I wouldn't have done it any other way than I did. I got her a service dog cape and brought her on the plane with me because she was really scared to fly underneath the plane. So
I would rather
criticize me.
Yeah, Doug, I would rather sit next to a schnauzer or a bulldog than the jerk I sat next to the last time I flew.
Right.
Any day of the week.
Right.
You know, the dog's not going to get drunk on the flight to Los Angeles, I guarantee that.
All right, back to school and pets, taking care of pets when children are back to school. Is that a problem?
It is a problem because, you know, we've been home all summer long, parents on vacation, and dogs and cats are getting a lot of attention from their guardians. Then all of a sudden, we go off to school, a lot of separation anxiety, a lot of problems. So just make sure you give your pets plenty of attention and don't make a big deal out of leaving or coming home. That'll help get them through it.
Really? Don't make a big. Why not make a big deal?
Dogs know.
So happy to see you.
The second biggest lie in the world is telling your dog you'll be right back, and they know.
Oh no! I say it all the time.
Liar, liar,
liar, liar! Pants on fire. Victoria is the Betty. All right, Warren. Thank you. As usual, we send people to you and your world. It's thepetshow.com to find Warren Eckstein. 59 past the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.